This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, October 19th. God's word to you today is He, not it. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verses 16 to 17, from the Amplified Version, and it says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. He, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you." Today, I'm going to share two things about the Holy Spirit with you, which you have to know. Obviously, there is so much to the Holy Spirit, but these things you have to inculcate in your walk with God, and it will change your life. The first thing you need to know is, the Holy Spirit is a person. He has a mind of His own. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11 from the New King James Version says, "But one and the same Spirit work all these things, distributing to each one individually, as He wills." The Holy Spirit can speak. Acts 13, verse 2 says, "One day, as these men were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special works to which I have called them.'" Who said? The Holy Spirit said. The Holy Spirit has emotions. Ephesians 4, verse 30 says, "And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption." He can be sad. The Holy Spirit is a person. And because He is a person, the Holy Spirit can be lied to. Acts 5, verse 3 says, "Then Peter said, 'Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit, and you kept some of the money for yourself.'" Ananias was standing before Peter, so he thought Peter was the pastor of the church, but he did not understand that the Holy Spirit is the pastor of the church. Many times, folks have asked me who the assistant pastor in God's Favorite House is. I say I am the assistant pastor. They insist that they want to know the real assistant pastor. I say I am the original assistant pastor. The next question is, if you are the assistant, then who is the pastor? I say the Holy Spirit, and they think I'm just being evasive. But that is the truth of Scripture. It is the church of the Holy Spirit. Anything you do against the church, you are doing against the Holy Spirit, not His representatives. When Ananias was lying, he thought it was to Peter, but it was actually to the Holy Spirit. That is a fearful thing, really, if you think about it properly. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him questions. Yes, I'm telling you to ask Him questions. Do not be scared. Expect Him to answer your questions. Why would you ask Him questions if you do not want Him to answer? Expect Him to respond and expect Him to engage you. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Spirit divine, attend our prayer and make our heart Thy home. Descend with all Thy gracious power. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come as the light to us reveal the truth we long to know. Reveal the narrow path of right, the way of duty show. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.